I'm very happy now to welcome Sandra Bryce. She is with the Santa Fe Rail Yard. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Marie Charlotte.
So it's been a while also since we talked about the rail yard on this program. And again, it's a nice thing to do in the summer is to go out into your community, into our public spaces. And I mean, I moved here a couple of decades ago. And the rail yard was just that, a dusty old rail yard, mm-hmm. which I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's this other thing. You've been watching the process of the rail yard come to be what it is now from the beginning.
I have. I joined the community corporation in 2008 before we formally opened and helped plan the grand opening in the fall of 2008 and then worked on developing the policies for the public use. And I now manage the public events and communications and so forth, everything that has to do with the public coming and using and enjoying the rail yard.
So the rail yard was conceived as what, a set of community spaces with different uses?
Well, the rail yard was, I think, conceived in of itself as a community center, the whole project as a place for the community together that would offer a diversity of uses. So whether it's contemporary art, which we have world-class contemporary art galleries now, and of course Site Santa Fe was a real pioneer out there before the rail yard was redeveloped, or restaurants with different kinds of food offerings and live music and so forth. The farmers market, of course, which is the heart and soul of the rail yard and supports northern New Mexico farming, El Museo Cultural, Warehouse 21 Teen Center. One of the things that was really unique about the development of the rail yard and was embedded in the master plan was the community of Santa Fe wanted those nonprofits that already had a foothold there, Site Santa Fe, the farmers, Warehouse 21, and El Museo, to be able to stay. And that's why it's such a different development from, say, an all-commercial development. We are the landlord to all the tenants there. And we developed a plan with those four nonprofits that allows them financially to stay there at much reduced rent so that they could afford to raise the money to build or improve their buildings and be a central part of that community. You would not find that in a commercial shopping center.
Yeah. And then there's this open space that people can just, like, hang around in.
So then there's a core 13 acres of conservation easement. And it really was made possible through the help of Trust for Public Land. When the citizens of Santa Fe heard that the rail company was going to turn it over to a commercial developer and bring in a shopping center and a hotel, they said, no, we want this to be brought back to the center of Santa Fe life the way it used to be. And the only way to economically make that feasible was for the city of Santa Fe to be able to purchase the land from the rail company with the assistance of the Trust for Public Land, who through being able to deliver federal tax credits were able to set aside a 13-acre conservation easement that will be protected from development and available to the public in perpetuity. So that's what constitutes our 10-acre park and our 3 acres of plaza, hike and bike trails, and pocket parks, which we can then use for public events. And also people can just come and enjoy as they would any public park. It'll always be there for them.
Is there a lot of that? Do you see people, like, eating their lunch there?
Oh, well, of course, all the time. All the time, yeah. And I bet when watching the biking community increase over these last few years since the rail yard opened, Santa Fe is becoming such a bike-friendly city. And the fact that the hike and bike trail, the rail trail, is basically the spine of the rail yard. It goes right along the railroad tracks, starting at the depot on the north end and then to the south end of the park. And, of course, the great news now that the city was able to obtain a federal grant to finally build that underpass under St. Francis. And by this time next year, Mary Charlotte, people will be walking, running, riding their bikes, pushing their baby carriages under St. Francis from the south end of the rail yard park. So it's going to make an incredible completion of connectivity back to that neighborhood.
Very, very interesting. What are some of your favorite activities that go on there? I mean, the summer is really the season.
Well, it is. It's really hopping in the summer, and it seems like it expands a little bit longer and longer every year as people come up with more ideas, more things that they want to do in the rail yard. We're right in the middle of our summer movie series, for instance. We're showing Wizard of Oz this Friday night in the park.
Aww.
And a couple of weeks ago, we showed Grease, and we had almost 1,000 people show up to see
Grease,
bring picnics. The kids were there, all ages, and everybody sang along. You couldn't believe how many people knew all the lyrics to Grease.
I was going to say, does anybody not know all the words spoken and sung to the Wizard of Oz?
I imagine it's going to be in unison. And we really try when we work, I work with Jamie Lynn Festi of Amp Concerts, we really try to kind of hit the sweet spot of movies that will appeal to all ages and all neighborhoods, all groups, so people can really come together and just have a great time together. We're seeing the mix of our neighbors and friends from all over the city just increase every summer in the rail yard as people have learned how to get there, have learned where to park. Yes, we do have lots and lots of parking in the rail yard. There's 400 spaces in the underground garage. And as they've learned that they're really welcome there and that there's so much that's fun to do. We've got a great children's play area. It's really evolved into, I think, what the master plan envisioned, which is a community space, a gathering place for all of Santa Fe, where you're going to find a diversity of things to do.
Do you feel like the people who show up, especially for these big events, represent the demographics of this city?
Absolutely, and I've seen it change dramatically over the, 7.5 years that we've been open.
You did that. You're the communications person. How'd you do it?
there's a lot of outreach. People call me, I call them. It was kind of a clean slate. It was built, it was ready, but there were no traditions there yet. And so it's really been exciting to work with the community to develop new traditions at the rail yard. So we have everything from farmers market Tuesdays and Saturdays to Currents new media inside El Museo, which
was so good,
cutting edge as it gets in terms of technology and media. And we do outdoor videos on the walls during that festival, to these family movies that we do in the park, free concerts. We've got Cubanismo coming July 18th. A great Cuban band. Will be great for
a
summer
indeed.
Night to dance and listen to the horns. And Joaquin Carrasco, July 25th. And the 17th, we're doing Bring Your Dog to the Movie Night, 101 Dalmatians.
Really?
Yeah, we've just sort of...
You're going to provide plastic bags.
Plastic bags are always there.
Okay.
And you know what? Dogs are always welcome, too, just as long as they're on a leash. But we have developed, I've worked with Jamie Lynn Festi and AM Concerts on developing the movie series as well as the concert series. And it's been just great fun to brainstorm and come up with things that people would love of all ages and all neighborhoods. And Bring Your Dog to the Movie Night, we tried about 3 years ago, and people loved it, and they showed up with all their dogs. So we said, let's do this every year, because they're an endless number of dog movies.
Yeah, well, and when the dogs bark in the movie, do the dogs in the audience, like, bark and howl in response?
Sometimes, but you know, surprisingly, when everybody gets together, there's a little bit of, you know, a little... growling over here and a little something here, and then everybody settles down, dogs included, on their blankets, and they just watch the movie. It's really fun.
And I think you're doing, again, the Rocky Horror Picture Show this year, is that right?
We are. Santa Fe Independent Film Festival came up with this about 3 years ago. They said, can we do this in the park? I said, sure, why not? It's a different crowd. And they brought up an acting troupe from Albuquerque who acts out all the roles. 600, 700 people showed up the first time, so we decided to do it every year.
With
people,
costumes and props
with
and
costumes,
rice and everything.
The whole thing. So come do the Time Warp again on July 11th in the Rail Yard Park.
Excellent. The Rail Yard is on the web at railyardsantafe.com,
right.
And it's also just accessible. Cerrillos Road runs pretty much, what would you say, right sort of through the middle? The edge of the rail yard.
The edge. You come down Cerrillos and hit Guadalupe, and you're just going around the eastern edge of the rail yard. It's all right there. And if you go to our website, you're going to find this variety of things that we're talking about. We don't have time to cover them all today, but you can look at all the tenants who are there. The Rail Yard Performance Center, they have wonderful dance classes, African dance, ballet for kids, all kinds of great things going on there. The art gallery openings. We have our Last Friday Art Walk with the Rail Yard Art Galleries, and we've instituted a new tradition on that last Friday where we have a little jazz under the water tower, so we call it water tower music. So, you know, it might be Cuban music one night, and another night it's a three-piece jazz band, or family movies, and so many things to do inside at the restaurants.
And it's also probably a real tourist destination. I mean, everybody figures out that that's the place you go to do these outdoor events.
The word has really gotten around. We've gotten tremendous coverage nationwide. There's so many people who've been loving to come to Santa Fe for years and years, decades even. But it's human nature. You want to do something new. And so when the rail yard opened, it really grabbed the attention of people around the country. So yes, they certainly come and do all the things that people love to do when they come to Santa Fe. They go to Canyon Row, they go to the historic downtown plaza and the opera and any number of things, but they really want to come see the rail yard too, and it kind of expand their experience of Santa Fe. And also I've seen in the locals that are coming, there's so many more young people who are just feeling like they're comfortable, they found a home to hang out at the rail yard, to meet up. We see kids on skateboarders, people listening to music, and it's a mix unlike any mix I'm seeing anywhere in town.
Sandra Bryce is with the Santa Fe Rail Yard, which once again is on the web at railyardsantafe.com. I want to thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
I loved it.